Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, May 26th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. The Chinese city Hangzhou has proposed a permanent health tracking system that would give residents a score based on electronic medical records, results of physical examinations, and lifestyle choices like diet or alcohol consumption. The system would use a QR code on the person's phone, which is already being used to determine whether a person can enter a building or take public transportation during the pandemic based on factors like their temperature and their travel history. The current health code is run by Alipay, but the company told CNBC that it has not been contacted by any party with respect to this project. Former HTC CEO Peter Chow has unveiled a new 5G-capable VR headset through his startup XR Space called the XR Space Mova, about half the size and a lot lighter than HTC's Vive Focus. The Mova is powered by Qualcomm's Snapdragon 845 chipset, has 6 gigabytes of RAM, and a 4,600 milliamp battery. XR Space didn't say what the field of view is for its 2880 by 1440 display panel, but it does have a 90 hertz refresh rate and a 702 DPI pixel density. The Mova will ship with a single controller designed to be used with hand tracking as the primary control method. It's listed at $599, coming to Taiwan with launch partner Chunghwa Telecom and to Europe with partner Deutsche Telekom. ARM announced the Cortex A78 CPU and the Mali G78 GPU for next-gen mobile devices. ARM says that the Cortex A78 CPU core design offers a 20% increase in sustained performance compared to last year's Cortex A77 design and stays within a 1-watt power budget. ARM is also introducing a new Cortex X program for its partners to create their own specialized Cortex CPUs. The Mali G78 GPU supports up to 24 cores, which ARM says will provide a 25% increase in graphics performance compared to last year's Mali G77. A new mid-range Mali G68 GPU will offer some of the same performance and improvements of the Mali G78. ARM also announced the Ethos N78 Neural Processing Unit, or NPU, with up to 25% improved performance efficiency over the Ethos N77. Amnesty International's security labs found a critical vulnerability in the contact tracing app called ETERS, used by Qatar, that would have allowed attackers to grab personal sensitive information, including names, national IDs, health status, and location data of more than 1 million users. ETERS requested a QR code from a central server from a user's national ID, but it didn't require authentication, so anybody could have requested a QR code for anyone else. Amnesty informed the Qatari government of the potential threat on May 21st and says the issue was resolved the following day. Qatar's ETERS app was made mandatory last Friday. Facebook's Libra wallet Calibra has been rebranded to Novi and has also been redesigned as a standalone app with interoperability with Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp. Novi didn't give details on what standard transaction fees might be, but all Novi customers will need to be verified using government-issued IDs. Novi will now be operated by a new Facebook subsidiary called Novi Financial that will operate independently. Apple says it resolved a bug related to its family sharing system that caused some iOS apps to not launch over the weekend and caused pending app notifications for the same versions of the apps that users already had installed. Many users saw up to 50 iOS app updates, which could be fixed by deleting the app that wouldn't launch and reinstalling it. Patch is fixed. HP announced a new line of Elite Books running on Intel Core and AMD Ryzen Pro 4000 series processors. The 1030 G7 and 1040 G7 convertibles both have options for 5G data, and the 1040 G7 claims 29 hours of battery life. And finally, Switzerland has launched its Swiss COVID contact tracing app, the first to launch using Apple and Google Exposure Notification API. Swiss COVID is being piloted among hospitals, key workers, civil servants, and the army. Public availability is expected in mid-June. Meanwhile, India announced it will release the source code of its contact tracing app, which launched in early April. The Android app's source code will be published on GitHub. A bug bounty program for the app was also announced. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.